The New Patriotic Party has been ranked first as the political party that uses abusive language on the airwaves. The NPP topped the list of culprits with 27 indecent, while the NDC followed with 16. This was contained in the first report of the Media Foundation for West Africa's Language Monitoring Project. The report, which is based on monitoring of 516 programs on 40 radio stations for the period April 18 to 30 this year, names political parties whose officials, affiliates and supporters used abusive language, individuals and radio presenters who used abusive language, and radio stations on which the indecent expressions were used.
Abigail Labby is a programs manager at the foundation. She explains what went into the report to Agatha Samoa on Behind the News.
We have received a number of monitors who are based in the locality where the radio station are based. So they do the monitoring and then they send us the report they have found in Accra. And then we do the analysis and then we come up with a finding. So it is not a difficult issue because we don't sit here with the monitoring mode, but we have on the ground who have been trained on how to use the instruments that we are using to monitor, do the tracking, then they send us.
So what exactly does the report say?
This is actually the first report we under our campaign language monitoring project. We have experience from 2012, where we monitored the language on radio used by political party communicators, the affiliates, and serial callers. We also looked at language that was by radio show moderators of programs. The whole idea is that we'll be able to see how people are communicating from radio, but know that kind of language we use on radio has to fail, if not yet, especially if there are cases, they have the potential of cause violence. So monitor these things come up, name and aim more like let go on guard, also let go reform. But in terms of report, which is the, I think you're right then that we monitored 512 on 40 radio stations. The report for this particular one, we monitored 512 grams on 40 radio stations, and it covers the period April 8th. Now, what we are doing under this project is that every media foundation will come out the report. So this will not be the only one report to under the project. Monitor in April and December, every come up with what is going there. We name political parties that we are using what kind of language or are being a bit on the representative monitors. What media houses are also allowing to be on that. So in terms of this report, we recorded a total of 8% fresh on 18 out of the 40 days. So it's not all the radio station monitors that have even more incident fresh for the 18.
A deputy communications director of the NPP, Perry Okujetu, said though the party accepts the report in good faith, the Media Foundation for West Africa failed to tell what constitutes indecent language. He said just sampling comments on 40 radio stations out of the more than 300 stations is itself problematic. He, however, said the report would be a guide for the party in its public discourse.
The report is a list of comments that have been made or supposed to have been monitored by people on 40 radio stations across the country. These people include radio presenters, journalists, they include political activists from all sorts of political parties across the country. The report does not necessarily detail what constitutes foul language or what constitutes an insult. The report also goes further to talk about people who have made unsubstantiated comments about particular individuals. The report does not say, however, that the allegations that particular people made, they have investigated and can prove that the allegations that were made were unsubstantiated. So, in as much as I think it is a step in the right direction, where these things serve as a guide as to what we do as political actors in a political sphere, especially going towards a crucial election like a 20. We have thousands of people who speak for the NPP. So if you single out 27 people without actually giving us what the parameters are on what foul language is and say that we are leading the pack in terms of those who have made either unsubstantiated comments or have used language that is not palatable, I beg to differ. The report does not give us what comment has been made. It just talks about the person, the radio station, and the program on which these comments were made. As to who determines what an unpalatable comment is, it's something that, according to this report, rests with the Media Foundation for West Africa. And I think those ones will have to be redefined. We will all have to know what the threshold is and what, in their view, they consider indecent.
Deputy General Secretary of the NDC, Kwaku Anyidoho, says the Media Foundation for West Africa second rating of the party in terms of political parties that use indecent language is evidence that the NDC communicators focus on issues-based discussions. He said NDC communicators have been trained not to be swayed by those parties that try to abuse them on radio for them to respond in kind. He said the party has sanctions for those who use foul language on radio.
We will not say that we are infallible, and we'll continue to work hard to ensure that keep the political landscape decent in terms of our discourse and our narrative. But thank God that the research, I'm not too sure how it was conducted, but still the MPP ranks high when it comes to indecent language. We're going to do a lot of orientation, a lot of education to maintain party discipline. The party shall remain supreme. No individual shall be above the party. And so we have taken serious steps to make sure that we provide solid legs for the party to stand on. Indeed, we'll continue to give our party person's training. And so we will take whatever criticisms that come in good faith. But at least the good thing is that the MPP is leading the pack and would have wished that the Media Foundation consistently will come out with whatever research reports they have and let Ghanaians know which party is ahead when it comes to using abusive language. We've had political parties, we've had MPs, we've had flag bearers, we've had senior members of the MPP speaking very derogatory language, trying to create tribal conflict, ethnic conflict. And so we will continue to work to educate our people. So we take their criticism or their research findings in good faith, in spite of the fact that we don't know the basis for it. But at least we are not ahead. Party discipline shall not be compromised to the extent that people say things that are in contravention with the dictates and the ethos. Party's acceptable mode of conduct, why not? We shall act.